What you talking about, huh?
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It. Today we have Jennifer again from the James River Valley Library System, correct?
Yes. Yep, that's correct.
I was mixing that up.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Okay, so welcome to the show again, Jennifer. We had you on last week, but there was so much stuff and we jam-packed it, so we decided to bring you back and talk about some more things that are happening at the library. So if you would like to share that with us, that'd be fantastic.
Once again, thanks for having me. And yeah, we've got some really fun programming going on this week. Today, in fact, we have a teen craft for ages 12 to 17, and we're going to be painting clay pots and planting plants into them. So that's going to be really fun, and that's at 2 p.m. And tomorrow we've got stories and simple crafts where I read a book, a short story for the kids, and then we do a craft, and we're going to be painting watercolor snakes. So the story will have something to do with snakes. Okay. And that's for preschool to age 7. And Thursday we're going to be doing crafting as well. And we're going to be painting wood snakes, and they're super fun. They're little bendable snakes that we're going to paint and decorate that the kids can play with.
Okay, so the theme must be like snakes for the week, right?
This week's theme is desert diggers.
Ooh.
And so snakes happen to be desert diggers. So that's what I chose for the craft, because kids love snakes. Not real ones, though.
Not real ones.
No.
Nope.
No.
Pictures, yeah.
Yeah. And then that's for ages 8 to 12, and that's also at 2 p.m. Tomorrow. Thursday. And then also on Thursday, we've got Kids Movie Night, and that's for ages 6 to 12, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. And once again, if you're interested in knowing what movie we're going to show, just call or stop into the library, and we'd be happy to tell you what we're showing, because due to film company restrictions, we can't release the name of the movie outside of the library. And if you are interested in coming to that movie, it is free for all patrons ages 6 to 12, and you just need to call or stop into the library to register for that.
Right, so you know how you have a head count of how many you can expect.
Yep, we can only have so many in our room to fit so many in there, so
right.
We have to have sign up for that.
Okay.
And it is a very popular event, so I do encourage people to sign up. We do have a few spaces left at the moment.
Okay, who do they contact for that? They
come to the children's library and go and ask for the movie sign-up sheet.
Okay, all right.
And we give you a free ticket that you have to bring to the movie that night.
Okay.
Yep. And then also on Friday and Saturday of this week, we are going to be having our Crazy Days book sale. And that's on Friday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Saturday, the 27th, from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And it's going to be buy one, get one free.
Okay.
Or fill a bag or a box for $1 full of books.
Oh, wow.
And the prices range from 10 cents to 50 cents per book. So it's a pretty great deal.
That's an awesome deal. Now, where do you get those books? Are they just...
Well, we actually, they're books that we have withdrawn from our collection or that have been donated that we can't use because we either already have them. They were books that just weren't being read in our collection, and then there's hundreds of them to choose from.
So now this is the Crazy Days thing. Now, is it going to be set outside of the library then, or?
It's actually going to be inside, because to move all of those books outside of the library would be a little bit drastic.
There must be a bunch of them, so.
There's hundreds, yeah,
oh, man.
Maybe even thousands. So
there's
lots of books to choose from.
Right, so they can get a really good deal on books then.
They sure can, absolutely. And there's really good titles to choose from. Just because they hadn't been read in our library doesn't mean that they weren't good books. It's just there's so many books to choose from in the library.
You can only hold so much.
Right. Yep.
Right. Okay. Yep. So. Perfect. So that's all going on the Crazy Days weekend.
Yep.
Tons of stuff coming up this week. You said there were things for children today.
Yep.
And the teens, correct, also today.
Yes.
Now, if they wanted to get this information, they can go to your website or they can go to the Facebook page. You said now you wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
So where can they go to find that?
Sure. If you look for us on Facebook at James River Valley Library, we've got all of our events listed on our Facebook page as they come about. So usually the day before we're going to do the program, I list the event on there as a reminder to, you know, our patrons that, you know, it's upcoming.
Right. So. And anymore, there's so many people on Facebook. That'd be like the fastest, easiest way to get to it. I mean, it comes right to you. So
absolutely.
So now... let's see, they can go to Facebook. You also have a website. They can contact you if they have any questions. Do you have an email or a phone number that they can do that?
Yep, they can contact me. My name is Jennifer, and they can contact me by calling at 701-252-2990. That's the library's number. Or you can just shoot me an email over at adpl@dactail.com.
Okay. Now, and you said if they wanted to get any more information on what was happening, there were brochures also as well in the library. Facebook, you can email her, phone call. There's tons of ways you can contact Jennifer. Right, connected. We are in the electronic age. So
we are.
Is there anything else you wanted to add, Jennifer, before?
No, just thank you so much for having me on again this week. And, you know, once again, just a reminder that today is Teen Craft at 2 p.m. Hope to see you there.
So, yeah, absolutely. And there's tons of space, I imagine, too, still for
the craft.
Yeah, there sure is.
Good. So.
All right. Well, that was Jennifer with the James River Valley Library System. She's the assistant director over there.
Yes.
And that was her on our Let's Talk About It segment. Thank you very much again for coming in, Jennifer.
Thank you very much, Warren.